Unlimited Conversations Chai and Chat is a safe and open space for young adults to dive into real, unfiltered discussions about relationships, mental health, and everything in between. We're here to break the stigma, share experiences, and support each other through honest conversations over a cup of chai. We understand that some topics may be sensitive or triggering. If you need support, please reference our bio information. Hey everyone, welcome back to Unfiltered Conversations, Chai and Chat. If this is your first time tuning in, this is a space where we, as young South Asian girls, get real about relationships, culture, identity, and everything in between. We're so happy to have you here.
Yes, and a big shout out to Planet FM for collaborating with us to bring these conversations straight to your ears. We drop a new episode every once in a week, so make sure to follow along.
Yeah, so, like we said, we are your hosts. My name is Summer.
My name's Jules.
My name is Vanilla.
And I'm Rose. And today we're talking about something we all experience but don't always talk about. Friendships. More specifically, what makes a friendship healthy, how to handle conflicts when they come up, and why some friendships just don't last.
Yeah, and I think friendships are such a huge part of our lives, and like, to be honest, navigating them isn't always easy. From small misunderstandings to major fallouts, we go through so many ups and downs with our friends, and it's always good to like sort of talk about it and, you know, get it out in the open.
Yeah, so today we're going to dive in and break it all down. What does a good friendship actually look like? How do we deal with conflict without ruining the friendship? And when is it okay to just let go? We'll also be sharing our own experiences.
And of course, before we get into it, we've got a fun little icebreaker to start things off. So the game we're going to play today is called Friendship Rapid Fire. We've got a bowl in front of us with a bunch of questions. Each of us will pick out a random paper and answer the question that's on it.
And listeners, you can play along too. Just say your answers out loud or think of them really quickly in your head. Yeah? So should I go first?
Yeah, you should start.
Just pick up paper. Okay. So my question is, what is the best thing a friend has ever done for you? Okay. I think the best thing a friend has ever done for me is... Okay. So this one time, right, I did not have a ride home. Right, all my friends were getting together and I was like, oh dang, I can't come, I don't have a ride home, guys, like, it's gonna be kind of late, so, you know, I can't come. Yeah. I'm gonna have to go home, and if I do come over, there's no way for me to go home. It's just a lot of problems, right? Literally, right. And my friend, she was like, no, we haven't seen you in a while, come and I'll get my brother to drop you off. And at the time I was, that specific day, I was supposed to go all the way to Pukekohe.
Mm-hmm.
And she dropped me all the way from, like, toward, it was, like, kind of, not central, but it was, like, near central. Mm-hmm. From there all the way to Pukekohe, just so I can, like,
that's a
come.
Far drive.
Yeah. I'm, like, the effort she put in, just because she hadn't seen me in so long. We hadn't seen each other, and we were like, oh, my God, we're really looking forward to this, but I couldn't make it. I think the effort she put in for me, oh, I love her so much for
that's
it.
So sweet. That's such a green flag.
I know. So I always think about that when I think about, like, what I think a friendship should look like, because I'm like, it's not even just, like, it's just the effort that was put in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Finally, you wanna pick up next?
Okay. So, my question is, what's your favorite memory with a friend? So last year I took French, and coincidentally I had it with Jules, and it was really fun. We did work, but we also like talked and we giggled and we played like French games with the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched movies. It was so fun. And it was just so memorable. And it reminded me of my old friends in Saudi, because mm-hmm. I came from Saudi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was like, you know, I miss my old friends so much.
Mm.
And I was so sad because I had to drop it this year since I took NCA. Cause, yeah.
But I think that's such a, like, that's so cute. Having class together. I think it, like, bonds you as well.
Yeah.
A bit more.
It makes your relationship way stronger, too.
Yeah.
It felt so nostalgic.
Yeah. Like, me and Vanilla had art together, and that's how we bonded.
Yeah.
Because we hated the class.
I think that's such a good way to bond as well. Like hate, like when you hate something together.
Yeah.
Like when it ended, we were so sad. We were like, oh, yeah, I actually like, don't hate this class
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, we hated the class, but we were really sad that it ended because we weren't able to like talk to each other as much anymore because we didn't have the class together once it ended. Okay, Rose, do you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next. So I'm just going to pick my question. Okay, so this is a good one. If your best friend was a movie character, who would it be? This is actually a really good question. I feel like I would pick Joy from Inside Out.
God.
Like, my friend, she's literally a ball of sunshine. Like, she's so joyful, and she's, like, always going, like, extreme length just to make her friends happy and stuff. Like, she really respects her friends. I feel like that's what makes her a really good friend in general. And I remember one time I was like, so basically we had planned to go for ice skating. And that day I was like, do I really need to, like, I don't want to go because, first of all, there's no trains and stuff. And then, like, it's going to take me hours on replacement bus. And she's like, don't worry, I could ask my mom or I could ask my dad if I could pick you up and drop you off. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, she's willing to go that length. And for, like, birthdays, too, she's like, oh, what do you want? What do you want? And I'm like, oh, bro, you don't have to give me anything. You could just give me anything. But then she knows me, like, so much that, like, she actually gets me something that I actually like. And I'm like, how do you know? And it's so cute because with every birthday gift, she gives me a card, and it's like the sweetest notes ever. Like, literally, she's literally a ray of sunshine. Like, she does anything to make her friends happy and stuff.
That's so
and
cute.
That's what I really admire about her. I hope she's hearing this right now.
Aww.
So yeah, big shout out to that friend.
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
Okay, so I'm gonna go last. I'm gonna pick my question out right now. It's a small but meaningful way to show your appreciation for your friends, I would say, is just showing them love through their love language. So, you know, like some friends, they're like hugs, like, you know, they're a physical person. Some people, they just like letters, like, you know, that's like their love language. Yeah. I think when you try to involve yourself in their love language, that's just, it's you going an extra mile to show them, like, hey, like, I want you to know that you mean a lot to me. Mm-hmm. Like, some of my friends, they don't like hugging, but I just go up to them and I hug them and they stand there like a stick, but they still, like, you know, like pat me on the back just to show them, just so that they can show me that they don't hate it. They just don't really hug.
I love that though. I think that's such a good way to like tell a friend you really appreciate them, is like their love language, not yours, but theirs.
Yeah.
You know? So they know that you're, you know, picking up on their little habits and their little interests and whatnot.
Because it's always easy to obviously show people love in your love language, but it's harder to go and do it through their perspective, their love language.
Yeah. I agree.
That was really fun. Now that we're thinking about friendships, let's dive into today's topic. What makes a friendship healthy and how to handle challenges? So for me personally, a healthy friendship is like built on trust, honesty, and mutual respect, where both parties feel comfortable being themselves without fear of judgment. It like thrives on support and encouragement with each person celebrating success and providing comfort during tough times. You know, you gotta hype each other up. You gotta match each other's freak, you know? And then balance and unity is also like a key point. So ensuring that neither friend feels like they're giving more than they receive. So like equal amounts of attention to each other. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like not like going overboard, like way overboard. Mm-hmm. And healthy communication allows for like disagreements to be handled with respect.
Yeah,
communication is like a big part of like any friendship. So and it's like if you do that, you get like free from manipulation or passive aggressiveness. So space and independence are valued, allowing each person to maintain their own interests and relationship without guilt. So like basically what I'm trying to say is a good friendship brings joy, laughter, and positivity rather than stress and drama. Like gossiping about each other is not it. Like, and it includes forgiveness and understanding when mistakes occur. Ultimately, a healthy friendship feels safe, uplifting, and it feels like you're in a home, right? You know how they say home is not a place, it's a feeling. You should have that with your friend, like, you know.
A lot of what we might say will be similar to what we spoke about in our previous episode, but that just goes to show that friendships can have the same impact on us as relationships with our parents or significant others. So we're going to talk about healthy friendships. When we think about what a healthy friendship looks like, we think about core foundations like respecting each other.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is something that Rose already mentioned. I think to nail it down, to kind of categorize it, it comes into like core foundations, which is like obviously as Vanilla said, it's like respecting each other, you know? Yeah. And then to add on to that, it's a lot of things that we talked about in our past episode as well, like respecting each other, trusting each other, not breaking that trust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then also like, I think, I don't know if we talked about this last episode or not, but it's also like not judging your friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we talked about it, but it was like, we didn't really say the word not judging, like that, you know, emphasis on judge.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. I think that's like such a cool foundation of, you know, having a healthy friendship. Yeah.
And I also have a quote that I got from a song that I really like. It's about celebrating your friend rather than tolerating them.
Yeah.
You know, like obviously it's always easy to like pretend that you're interested in mm-hmm. them or pretend that you're happy for them, but it's, you know, sometimes you're like, oh yeah, I have to do this because you're my friend, but you should be doing it because you genuinely care
yeah.
about them
yeah.
and you genuinely want to be doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being friends with them shouldn't feel like a chore. It's yeah. like, it should feel genuine and mm-hmm. you should feel happy to be with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that support should come from a very genuine place, mm-hmm. you know? Not just, oh, I guess they're just venting to me, I might as well listen and get
yeah.
to something.
Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, I think in terms of like support as well, it's like, if they're not, you know, if they're not celebrating and maybe they're like, you know, upset about something, I think it's yeah. also that thing of you being there to be a support person for that friend, you know, just in the time of need and when they're down, mm-hmm. you know, I think that's a good way to make sure that like we know if we're a good friend or if they're a good friend.
Yeah, it's really yeah. sweet. I had a friend when I got my visa for mm-hmm. New Zealand, she was so supportive of me. She was like, I'm really happy for yeah. you. And yeah, I was so mm-hmm. happy because like that made me realize like she's a really good friend.
Yeah.
And because I had some doubts and but like that cleared that up,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah. I was so happy
because you don't know how people would react to, you know, like to
like good news.
Yeah,
they always react in a very icky-ish way.
Yeah, I have like one example of that. I remember in school last year, I had a friend who, like, I guess it was a strong friendship
mm-hmm.
on the first term of like this year, so like February that kind
yeah.
of stuff, right? So I got in for like tutor rep, and oh no, it wasn't tutor rep. Yastel's results came out for like math or English or whatever
mm-hmm.
and I got like a 5A or 5B whatever, and then I remember like celebrating this to my friend. I was like, oh my god, I got this, like I'm yeah. so proud of myself, like especially since it was like a beginning of year mm-hmm. results. And I told this to her and she was like, oh, that means you're as smart as me. Congrats.
That's like so backhanded.
So backhanded.
So you. I feel like mm-hmm. if it was maybe that friend is going through something, we don't know. But if, you know, that friend was like genuinely trying to be happy for you, they wouldn't have said that. They would have said yeah. something
it
different.
Was also
that's
like,
kind of like, oh, I never thought you'd get that, but
yeah,
like, whatever,
yeah.
you got it.
And the tone of voice mm-hmm. was like, it was very off-putting, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like,
mm-hmm. and I think,
yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's such a good point as well. Like, when we have friends, we're not just looking at their actions, but the tone they're using.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, sometimes, like, their tone is so off, and they're like, what? But I said something nice, but their tone is off.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, she would, like, always repeated that I just stopped talking to her about academic stuff and stuff. Like, we would talk about other stuff, but, like, never academic yeah. situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like when you get an achievement and your friend is jealous rather than celebrating your achievement, mm-hmm. it makes you feel kind of guilty for your
yeah.
achievement.
Yeah.
I feel like that has happened to me mm-hmm. multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, you just want to feel happy for what you have mm-hmm. rather than feeling guilty that another person didn't get your achievement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that also, like, brings us into, like, having good communication with our friends. Like, if they, you know, if they're not someone who can, like, communicate in sort of a healthy way, it's just, it's hard for you to do it as well.
Mm-hmm.
If they're being, like, kind of standoffish, how do you go and, like, approach them and, you know, talk to them about these certain, like, certain issues that you have or certain, like, you know, complaints that you have? But, yeah. I think that think what that was is kind of like that person was being very passive.
Yeah.
Like, they were being passive aggressive. They're like, you're as smart as me. Congratulations. And I think that's not that, like, I don't think a healthy friendship has space for someone being passive.
Yeah, like, why are you normalizing that?
Yeah.
It's not something you should normalize.
Yeah. But yeah, I think, so, you know, we were talking about core foundations and then support and then communication. And yeah, I think last episode we also talked about healthy boundaries and behaviors, like making sure we communicate it to our friends.
Yep.
But it's also hard to find it when our friends don't have healthy, when they're not communicating their healthy boundaries either. So we don't know where the line is. But yeah, I guess the tone comes in.
And I also think a healthy friendship consists of a lot of support and reliability. You know, that person should be there to, like, be like, hey, you got this, that's amazing. And they should always be there to just, you know, if you want to talk to someone, you know, they should be there.
Like, they shouldn't be supporting you for the sake of supporting you, you know? Like, you need to actually support them.
And
like,
I think
be happy for them.
Yeah. And I think that comes with, like, I think, because when we talk about support, like when you said for the sake of supporting you, they could also support you, but, you know, make sure to tell you about, like, the other side or the other perspective. Like, let's say you want to go bungee jumping. Hypothetically, you want to go bungee jumping and you think it's a really good idea, but your mum doesn't. I think a good friend would come in to sort of try and have you see both perspectives of what's going on. Like, why is your mom thinking that way, but I see why you're thinking that way. I think a good supportive friend would have that perspective and, like, discuss it with you rather than just saying, do it, just do it, you got this, just if you want to do it, do it.
I think a healthy relationship also consists of, like, not being controlling.
Oh yeah.
Like, not being like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Or even just being like, you have to do this.
Exactly.
It, like, goes either way.
This is not, like, personal experience, but, like, example is, like, if you both want to, like, go to the same club, but, like, it's, like, really competitive, and they're like, oh, you shouldn't go in this club because I really want to go in it, so what if they pick you instead?
That
is...
That's very icky.
Like, if you have a friend and they're, you know, like, they're saying, oh, like, they're being supportive instead of controlling, they would probably be like, oh, let's do it together. If you
Let's do it together.
That's fine.
Yeah. Like, one of me and my friends, we went for this dance audition, and we were talking about how, you know, even if the other person doesn't get in, we still want the person that got in to feel happy.
Yeah.
We were like, you know, it doesn't matter if the other person doesn't get in, as long as you, as long as one of us gets in, that's still a huge thing for both of us.
That's such a big deal, you know? And I think when friends start being controlling, it's like they think they're superior. You know?
Like, there shouldn't be a power role in friendship.
Like, oh my God, that's called a power imbalance.
Oh, power imbalance.
Yeah. Oh my God. A fun fact, it's called a power imbalance when someone has more power than the other person, and then they start using it. So, yeah, like being a controlling friend.
And we have to keep in mind that just like any other relationship, friendship is also something that's between two completely different people. So it's completely okay and normal to have different values and perspectives.
And that can also mean that arguments or disagreements are bound to happen, you know? Like, it's life. It's going to happen. So, which is a normal... Oh, wait. Okay, I'm going to restart that.
Yeah.
And that can also mean that arguments or disagreements are bound to happen, which is a normal part of life.
Some of the key points we think would help in the situation is problem solving.
When we say, talk about problem solving, I think we talk about, like, working together. Like, we talked about it in our previous episode.
Go watch it if you haven't.
Go listen to our first episode. But yeah, I think, like, we need to work together to fix the issue, not against each other. Like, that's just not going to help us fix the problem.
And sometimes people just ignore the issue. They're like, yeah, I'd rather run away from it than put in the effort to work it out. And I feel like that's... You know, if you want a friendship to work out, you need to put in the effort. It's never going to just happen on its own.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's just going to fix itself by itself, you know?
Yeah. And that brings us to, like, being good listeners, or like listening in that friendship.
Mm-hmm.
It's like giving space for the other person to like explain, and listening to them and trying to understand their perspective. That's so important. Like, you can't just listen and not really try and understand what they're trying to say, you know, or like listening just for the sake of listening. Like, oh yeah, I listened to your point, but it makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so actually effectively listening and trying to like understand them.
You got to have an open mind during your argument. You know, if you have a closed mind, then you have a closed mind, then nothing's going to change. You're just both going to be on two different sides.
Yeah.
And that also like obviously comes under communication, because you need to be able to talk to each other about these things. And if you don't talk to each other, I feel like it's just all going to bottle up to a point where you're going to be like, you know how long I've been having this from you? And all of that. And it's not going to end well. So just get it out of the way. If you have something you feel like you need to say to them, then just go say it.
And I always like to say that, like, if you think that, you know, bringing this up or bringing this certain situation or issue up is going to break the friendship, I would say you do it then rather than like 12 months down the line, and then, you know, you're tired of it and you bring the issue up and the friendship breaks off anyways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you better do it, you know, early on rather than later on when you're like, oh, so stressed out about the whole situation.
And sometimes you never know. They might react better than you expected.
Yeah. And that's like, and that basically is you asserting your boundaries, you know, like you guys said, like, as two people with two different upbringings and perspectives, you will have different boundaries, you know, and that's okay. But it's always important for the other person to know about these boundaries, you know, like, hey, don't call me those names, you know, I don't really like that racist joke you're making, it's not very funny, you know, because you might have a different experience than that person, and it's completely okay, but you should always be respectful of your friend's boundaries and vice versa.
There's nothing wrong with like being two different people. There's just something wrong with not understanding the fact that they're a different person. Like, one of me and my close friends, we're really, really different, but for some reason we also like get each other a lot, just because we're really okay with listening to each other and understanding the other side. And I feel like that's just one of the main things that's gonna help you.
Yeah, like, you don't have to morph into each other.
You can be your own person and still, you know, have a good time together. And sometimes, like, regardless of how we try and fix the friendship, they still break. And this could just be for a number of things. We've sort of tried to categorize it for you guys. We're talking, you know, one of the main things that kind of sometimes happen is the lack of interest in friendships. So we've been talking a little bit about that, but basically it's just when your friend kind of loses interest in you and, you know, just has other friends to hang out with.
Like, it's honestly really sad. It feels like you're going through a breakup. I mean, you basically are.
Yeah, it like makes you feel like you're a boring person.
It really does.
Yeah, and it like makes you question yourself as well. Like, what did I kind of do? Like, what happened in the friendship?
Like, your self-esteem gets lowered and stuff.
Like, am I the problem?
Am I the drama?
And I feel like sometimes, you know, your friend, they only reach out to you when they need something. They don't like, they don't reach out to you because they want to know what you're up to or what you're doing. They're just like, oh, I need this, so get it done.
They're not really interested in you. They just want that support that you're giving them.
Did you do my math homework? Like, where's the questions in math?
Like, hey, did you do this?
Yeah. Did you write history notes?
Hey, could I borrow your notes for
and this for counts? And I also feel like maybe they have no other friends on that particular day, and so they come to you because they're like, oh, you're here.
Whereas like half the other times they're like with their other friends.
Sometimes.
And it's okay to have like different friends, but it's just not okay to like
jump between like friend groups
for your own kind of
benefit.
And like to use others as a second option.
And that's such a like an unhealthy kind of red flag that we see.
And like sometimes we notice red flags in friendships to the point where we can't communicate about it or work it out. Like, when they victimize themselves.
Oh my gosh.
It's happened to me with others, like, multiple times. It's very icky.
And it's so hard to, like, when your friend starts to like, you know, you can see through it, but there's, you know, obviously they're going through something for them to be acting this way. But if it's starting to impact you and you guys can't work it out, how are you going to, like, you know, work out the, solve the issue if they're not willing to, like, look at their own mistakes?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then you start feel guilty. You start feeling yeah. like you're the problem.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. they're victimizing themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like then that leads to gaslighting yeah. because then they make you think it's your fault. Yeah.
It feels so unhealthy and toxic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they don't even, like, sometimes...
they don't, like, communicate about yeah. it. They, yeah, like, they ignore the question, mm-hmm. and they just continue gaslighting yeah. you and yeah. victimizing themselves.
Yeah. And, like, if you mm-hmm. confront them about it, they're like, oh, what are you talking about? They victimize themselves even more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very... They're like, oh, I have a good example. Like, again, this is not personal experience. Like, so basically... they could be going through something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they, like, come up to you and they're like, you don't know how I feel. Like, why yeah. aren't you asking me? Like, then, like, you should have told me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't just, like, you know, like, just go to you and be like, are you all right? Like, I can't say that. But, like, you have to, like, show me that you're not all right instead of just ignoring me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, yeah. sometimes you have to take the initiative to tell them, like, hey, yeah. I don't like what you're doing. And, mm-hmm. like, this doesn't yeah. feel good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that also comes into, like... But, yeah, so... And then sometimes, like, that happens, but sometimes it's also just unfortunate circumstances.
Mm.
Like, I've had so many friends kind of... Not break up, but we've become, like, less close. Just
yeah.
simply because we're going to different schools or, like, you know, we've moved countries or, you know...
Mm-hmm. Like, you just drift away from
yeah,
each other.
Yeah. yeah, and it just happens, and such is life.
Yeah, it's, mm-hmm. like, mutually.
Just,
yeah.
just meant to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, a natural thing, yeah. the conflict. Yeah.
To be honest. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's even because, you know, like, sometimes it's just because you don't agree with something that they're saying or vice versa. And you guys just decide to, like, you know, be like, distance yourself from them.
Yeah. yeah. Or it's like change of environment mm-hmm. too. So, yeah. like, if yeah. you go to the same school, but then you move mm-hmm. and you make new friends and then you just don't, like, have enough time to, like, talk to them yeah. or, like, hang out yeah. with them. Mm-hmm. You just, like... naturally drift apart, which is, like,
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
But you're not, like, making drama out of mm-hmm. that, you know?
Yeah. yeah.
And, of course, you know, losing friends, it can be really tough. You know, you've lost someone really important in your life, and grieving is a very valid reaction. And sometimes we don't acknowledge how much it impacts us to lose a friend. So no matter how it happened, you know, it, just know it's okay to feel sad that you lost a friend.
Jewel said, it's like a breakup.
Exactly, yeah. it's like a breakup.
Yeah, it's like a breakup. And we need to normalize that friendship breakups are still as painful as, you know, like a relation, like a kind of romantic relationship breakup. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've kind of noted it down to, like, three easy ways to kind of try and, you know, cope with, like, mm-hmm. a friendship breakup or a fallout. So we've noted it down to, like, three really kind of easy ways to try and cope with a friendship breakup or a fallout. We've got self-care, social support, and seeking support. Now, for self-care, I think one of the biggest thing for self-care is literally just finding a hobby.
That is so true.
Well, like, finding yourself as a person, like, mm-hmm. journaling every yeah. night, like, a simple task like that, yeah. you know?
And just working on yourself, you mm-hmm. know? Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people talk about working on yourself, but people don't realize that it's just a really simple thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just literally a hobby is working yeah. on yourself because yeah. you're doing something that you like,
yeah.
you know?
So many people get mm-hmm. so overwhelmed. They're, like, working on, like, I have to go... to therapy, I have to go to counseling, I have to do that. No, like, you could literally just open up a book and write about your day and, mm-hmm. you know, what you were grateful for, what
yeah.
what you've struggled with, you mm-hmm. know, and that is a good way to, like, relieve all that stress.
Yeah, and you can treat yourself to something that you really like to eat, like
yeah,
some desserts
exactly.
or, like, some
yeah.
foods that you like to eat.
Yeah.
Or you want to go out somewhere that you really wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a form of self-care
yeah,
because,
yeah.
you know, you're putting yourself
yeah.
first and you're like, yeah, I want to do this
yeah,
and
like,
I deserve...
you know,
this good thing.
You're doing
exactly.
it for you and not for others.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like your own benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Like recently I got a planner and, you know, I've always been the girl that was like, who would ever do that? Like, why would you write down stuff?
Yeah.
You know, but after getting it, it's kind of weird how when you,
mm-hmm.
it's the same things that's in your head. Just when you write it down and you look at it on a piece
yeah.
of paper, it's kind of like you're looking at your entire life and
mm-hmm.
you're like, damn, like, especially if you're going through tough times or you feel ungrateful, just looking at your planner and looking at how you felt yesterday or a week ago or a month ago, it makes you realize, like, you have so much,
mm-hmm.
like, you're actually living this life, like, you
yeah.
know, just grow and make the best of it.
I remember Jules talking about that. She was like, this is the best purchase ever. And I was
yeah.
like, oh, you ate that up.
I honestly, I think, like, everyone who journals, because I do it, right? Mm-hmm. But before I was journaling, I was like, ooh, what do you mean journaling? That's so weird. But once you start doing it, you actually see such a big difference. And it's such a good way to, like, release
it. It becomes, like, a normal routine for you.
Like, I tell all my friends.